All right, breaking news. We have reports that Republicans in the House of Representatives are scrambling as the government is in the process of reopening, and they are now forced to vote once more on the Epstein files. Only this time, we should have enough votes to release the discharge petition. Representative Adelita Grijalva was the one person that we needed, but Representative Mike Johnson wasn't swearing her in for one reason or another, but now they have no reason not to. Let's start off with this report that reads, FBI told House Republicans about worse Trump photos in Epstein files. Several House Republicans have reportedly heard from the Department of Justice that the unreleased Jeffrey Epstein documents are especially uniquely compromising for President Donald Trump. Let me lay out this insane timeline that would normally have any MAGA conspiracist head blowing up if it were any Democrat, but because it's a Republican, they are blind to it. First of all, Donald Trump promised to release the Epstein files when he got into office. In February, the Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "The Epstein files are sitting on my desk right here. I'm looking at them. They're all on my desk." Then Elon Musk comes out and says, "Hey, everybody, Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's why they won't release them." Then 2 weeks later, Pam Bondi says, "Wait a minute, the Epstein files are gone. Something weird happened. They're just completely gone." Then we learn a few weeks later that actually the FBI had sat Trump down earlier in the year and told him that his name is riddled throughout the files and they had to go redact it. We then go through a bunch of loops where Republicans act like they're releasing the files, they pretend to, but it's just redacted documents that we have already seen. We then see Epstein survivors out there giving a speech outside the Capitol in the White House because Ghislaine Maxwell was moved from a maximum security prison to a very relaxed prison where she has access to a puppy and a therapist and is able to go on long runs out in nature. She's legit in a really, really nice facility, which, listen, I think that every prisoner deserves to have a good quality of life in these prisons. I don't want there to be bad prisons. But with Ghislaine Maxwell, they moved her from a normal prison for normal people to this really cush prison. She's a sex offender. So the question is, why did they move her? What are they trying to hide? What are they trying to stop her from saying? This reads, this is according to reporting from former MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News reporter David Shuster, who posted to his X account on Wednesday. Let's read the original post. Quote, "A few GOP members say they've heard from FBI/DOJ contacts that the Epstein files, with copies in different agencies, are worse than Michael Wolff's description of Epstein photos showing Trump with half-naked teenage girls." If you guys don't know, Michael Wolff, who was writing a biography, I think even filming a documentary with Epstein during his final years, during Epstein's final years, said that they were sitting at Epstein's estate one time, and Epstein, at his mansion, pulls out of his safe some photos of a bunch of people. One of them was of Donald Trump, of young girls pointing and laughing at Donald Trump's pants, and there was a stain on them. I'm not making this up. I am just saying what Michael Wolff said. Then it becomes increasingly obvious why Republicans are freaking out. Shuster is likely referring to the October interview in which Trump biographer Michael Wolff told the Daily Beast that he had personally seen about a dozen Polaroid snapshots of Trump and Epstein in which Trump was photographed with several topless women on his lap. Allegedly on his lap, we don't know for sure. This brings us on to today. Speaker Johnson faces an unruly House as lawmakers return for the shutdown votes. Watch until the end. Make sure you drop a like. This is where it gets more interesting. Now that we're back in office, the stakes are high for Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who has repeatedly covered up cases of sexual misconduct. 1 year ago, Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, was being investigated for sending Venmos to underage girls. You can look this all up. You'll remember it if you were paying attention at the time. Underage girls were reported that they were getting Venmoed by Representative Matt Gaetz years prior. As this investigation was coming to an end, Mike Johnson provided enough cover for Matt Gaetz just so that he could resign right before all of the evidence came out. Therefore, a lot of the evidence was nullified or couldn't come out due to the fact that he wasn't an elected representative anymore. So now he Here we are 1 year later, and Mike Johnson is running cover again. He refused to swear in Adelita Grijalva. That's why we now have news. Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva will finally be sworn in as a member of Congress tomorrow. She is likely to be the 218th vote on the Epstein discharge petition, which would force a full vote to release the Epstein files in their entirety. Here's her update.
Hi, friends. I told you if I had an update, I would let you know. So it looks like I'm going to get sworn in this week. After 7 weeks of waiting, I almost can't believe it's true. I am really upset that one of the first votes that I will take is on a bill that does nothing for affordable health care for the American people. And I also have to say that we have to do something to make sure that one person can't silence the voices of 813,000 people. This can never happen again to another member-elect that is waiting in the wings because someone doesn't want to do their job or because they're playing politics.
Dude, this was messed up. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson refused to even swear in Adelita Grijalva for a few reasons. Number one, the Epstein files would have been pushed over that 218-vote threshold and been released. Number two, in his mind, it gives him some sort of leverage over Democrats, which, sure, in the same way that, like, holding a gun to somebody gives me leverage over them, you're just breaking every single rule, and that is what Republicans do all of the time, is they break rules, and Democrats are there scrambling to clean it up and play by the rules and be nice and suit it up. That's why we caved, or at least that's why eight of us caved. But to continue, hundreds of representatives are preparing to return to Wednesday to Washington after nearly 8 weeks of absence, carrying a torrent of ideas, proposals, and frustrations over work that has stalled when the Republican speaker shuttered the House doors nearly 2 months ago. First will be a vote to reopen the government, but that's just the start. With efforts to release the Jeffrey Epstein files and the swearing-in of Arizona Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva, the unfinished business will pose a fresh test to Johnson's grip on power and put a renewed focus on his leadership. What Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Republicans are doing, you have to go back decades to find an example where the House, either chamber, decided not to meet. When the House gavels back into session, it will close this remarkable chapter of Johnson's tenure when he showed himself to be a leader who is brazenly, quietly trying to upend institutional norms in pursuit of a broader strategy, even at the risk of diminishing the House itself. What they mean is that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has rolled over like a good boy and allowed Donald Trump to step all over himself. He's even ceded power of Congress by not swearing in Adelita Grijalva, the representative-elect, all so that Donald Trump is happy. You are directly ceding power to the president when you allow the president to make decisions or appropriate funds or do Congress's job for it. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was more than willing to let Donald Trump do Congress's job while they were out of session. I believe the number is, over the past year, they've only actually done work for like a few dozen days. Like, it's in like the 40s or 50s. They just haven't been showing up that much because Speaker of the House Mike Johnson plays games, and he wants to upend these norms and cede this power to Trump. We'll keep covering it every single day. If you want the Epstein files to release and you want constant updates, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Ockler channel. I love you all. Peace out.